How to manage territorial disputes among pets. How to manage territorial disputes among pets is essential for a happy home. Have you noticed your furry friends acting possessive or aggressive? Understanding their territorial behavior is key to peace. By learning the signs and triggers of such behavior, you can avoid conflicts. This article will guide you through effective strategies to create a harmonious environment for all your pets. You'll discover the importance of reading their body language, using positive reinforcement, and building safe spaces. Let's dive in and help your pets live together in harmony. Understanding territorial disputes among pets. Common signs of territorial behavior. When it comes to your pets, territorial behavior can be a common issue. You might notice your furry friends acting possessive. Here are some common signs that show your pet may be feeling territorial. 1. Growling or barking when someone approaches their space. 2. Marking their territory by urinating in specific areas. 3. Stiff body posture when another pet gets too close. 4. Aggressive play that turns into a fight. 5. Hiding or seeking refuge in their favorite spots. Recognizing these signs is key. By being aware, you can take steps to help your pets feel more comfortable and secure. Factors that trigger pet aggression. Understanding what triggers aggression in your pets can help you manage their behavior better. Some common factors include: 1. New pets entering the home. 2. Changes in routine, like moving or new family members. 3. Limited resources, such as food, toys, or space. 4. Stressful environments, like loud noises or unfamiliar visitors. Each pet is different, and knowing what makes them tick is essential. It can help you create a peaceful environment for everyone. Importance of recognizing pet body language. You might not realize it, but your pets communicate a lot through their body language. Paying attention to these signals can make a huge difference in how you manage their territorial disputes. Here are a few key body language cues to look out for. 1. Tail tucked, fear or submission. 2. Ears back, anxiety or aggression. 3. Paw lifting, uncertainty or readiness to act. 4. Direct stare, challenge or aggression. By recognizing these signs, you can respond appropriately. This helps prevent conflicts and promotes harmony among your pets. Your pets need to feel safe and understood, and you can be their advocate. Effective strategies for managing pet territory. Creating safe spaces for each pet. When you have multiple pets, creating safe spaces for each one is crucial. Think of it as giving each pet their own cozy corner in your home. This can help reduce anxiety and territorial disputes. Here's how you can do it. 1. Designate areas. Choose specific areas in your home for each pet. This could be a bed, a crate, or a special blanket. 2. Use barriers. Consider using baby gates or pet pens to keep pets separated when needed. This gives them a sense of security. 3. Personalize spaces. Add their favorite toys or blankets to these areas. It makes them feel at home and less likely to invade each other's territory. Using positive reinforcement techniques. Positive reinforcement is a powerful tool when teaching your pets to coexist peacefully. Instead of scolding them for bad behavior, reward them for good actions. Here's how to implement this technique effectively. 1. Treats and praise. Whenever your pets share space without conflict, give them treats or praise. This encourages them to repeat the behavior. 2. Training sessions. Set aside time each day for training. Teach them commands like leave it or stay while they're near each other. 3. Playtime together. Engage them in play sessions together. Use toys that require teamwork, like tug of war, to build a bond. The role of consistency in training. Consistency is key in training your pets. Just like kids, pets thrive on routine. Here's how to keep things steady. 1. Set rules. Decide on clear rules for your pets and stick to them. 2. Regular schedule. Feed and walk them at the same time every day. 3. Reinforce commands. Use the same commands and signals each time. When you maintain a consistent approach, your pets will learn faster and feel more secure in their environment. Building harmony in a multi-pet household. Socialization techniques for pets. Creating a happy home with multiple pets can feel like juggling flaming torches. But with the right socialization techniques, you can turn that chaos into a harmonious symphony. Here are a few tried and true methods to help your pets get along. 1. Start early. If you have a puppy or kitten, introduce them to other pets as soon as possible. Early exposure helps them learn social cues. 2. Positive reinforcement. Use treats and praise when pets behave well around each other. This builds a positive association. 3. Safe spaces. Make sure each pet has their own space to retreat to. This can reduce stress and prevent conflicts. Tips for introducing new pets. Bringing a new pet into your home? Take it slow. Here are some tips to make the introduction smoother. 1. Separate spaces. Keep the new pet in a separate room at first. This allows them to get used to the smells and sounds of your home without direct interaction. 2. Scent swapping. Exchange bedding or toys between pets to help them get familiar with each other's scent. 3. Supervised meetings. When you finally introduce them, do it in a neutral space and keep the meeting short at first. Gradually increase the time they spend together. Long-term benefits of resolving conflicts. When you address conflicts between your pets, you're not just solving a problem, you're laying the groundwork for a peaceful coexistence. Here are some long-term benefits of resolving those squabbles. 1. Reduced stress. A peaceful environment means less stress for both you and your pets. 2. Stronger bonds. When pets learn to get along, they can form strong friendships, enriching their lives. 3. Healthier pets. A harmonious home can lead to better overall health for your pets, as stress can lead to various health issues.